we're in pretty good form. I think we're in. I think we've coped pretty well with the new challenge and the level that's been a little bit higher. I genuinely think that we should have more points on the board than what we have. I mean, if you look at the way the games have gone, in some cases we've thrown away points, and in other cases we've been particularly unlucky not to pick up something or more than just a draw. And there's not too many occasions where we've won and we've come off the pitch and thought, well, we got away with one there. So all in all, I think where we are is the least that we deserve. And we have been incredibly stretched by injuries so far this season, and injuries that are not small ones, and injuries that you can do nothing to avoid.
How's Harrison Dunk after his operation?
Yeah, I haven't spoken to Greg yet, but I'm assuming everything went as well as can be expected. But you know, it's a 6 or 8 week recovery to play again, and he's a big loss because he's not only very capable in the forward positions, he's our cover at left back, so it's a big loss.
Yeah, and Tom Elliott and Ryan Donaldson also set for a little while out. Is everyone else okay? Almost hate asking this question at the moment, because every time we come in here, yeah, Someone else seems to have got an injury.
No, I think Miller's started training, which is a bonus. That's a step in the right direction, but I don't know how long he's going to be before he's ready to play. Obviously, Nelson will be back with us this week. And I think everybody else is pretty much up to speed. Mm. But the three that you've mentioned are a huge loss for us. And, you know, it's uncanny in the way it seems to happen to the same people in the same part of the team, you know. Early in the year, it was Champion and Hughes and somebody else in the middle of the pitch, and we were stretched there. Last year it was at centre half, and now it's the creative part of the team. And you know, in terms of that part of the team, I would suggest that these three are absolutely crucial. So I don't know how you make up for that or how you cover for that, but we'll just have to do the best we can.
Yeah, because creativity, it's well, you've got unique talents there, haven't you? The likes of Ryan Donaldson, and it's not really a case of he gets injured and suddenly you can just bring in a like-for-like replacement.
No, not easy. And all you can do is the best that you can. And, you know, we've been able to bring Matty Blair. I think that's a pretty good effort under the circumstances coming up to the loan window closing. Not many people, you know, have players surplus to requirements at this stage of the season, and I'm not suggesting that Matty is in any way. It's more a case of him getting games. But so, you know, we've done the best we can. But they're not difficult. They're not easy players to replace. There's no doubt about that. And you know, any team that loses their best players, you know, have life made very difficult for them.
Yeah, in terms of your combinations up front, Tom Elliott and Kwesi Appiah were getting on really, really well. Great combination there. Adam Cunnington came in and did really well against Northampton. You mentioned, though, that Ryan Bird could feel a little unlucky not to start. Is Kwesi Appiah and Ryan Bird a potential combination for you? Are they two players that could work together?
Well, we'll have to find that out, won't we, over the next month. I think sometimes you get a feel for a particular game, and I just felt Friday night against Northampton, they've been in, you know, not good form results wise. I just felt it was going to be a really tough physical game, and sometimes you don't want it, but it's what it is. And thought that Cunnington would be the right option to start with, and sometimes the manager's lucky, sometimes he's not, but he scores and then Birdie comes on and scores, so it works out okay. This weekend might be different.
Yeah, and it's good, obviously, to have those options there. And once again, it vindicates, and I know you've done this on a number of occasions, if you can pop players out on loan at the right time and get them games, you have Adam Cunnington coming back, being in the right shape to go out there, play well and score a goal.
Yeah, I mean, look, if everybody's fit and well, then you can't keep everybody playing. And, you know, so, you know, we've taken the decision really since I've been here to let people go and get games. And sometimes it bites you on the backside a little bit because, you know, a big injury list can hurt you, and suddenly you're scrambling to bring someone else in on loan, which isn't what you want, but you can't legislate for everything.
And just finally, I know you've been looking around and potentially working on other ins to cover some of these injuries. Anything likely to happen ahead of the weekend?
No, I don't think so. But we'll obviously have to stay abreast of everything before next Thursday. It'll be more a case of trying to find a couple of young ones, I think, that can come and who want to be around the group and gain some experience and be available just in case, I think.